Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mam Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Amonos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission describes the Sanhedrin as seated in a semicircle, which is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The end of that pasuk says, Suga b'shoshanim, hedged with roses, teaching, She'afil kesuga shel shoshanim v'yifritzu behem pratzos, that even with a mere hedge of roses, Jews will not make breaches. This is illustrated by an incident in which a heretic asked Rav Kahana about the permit for Anita to be secluded with her husband. Is it possible for fire to come in contact with chips and not singe it? Meaning, is it realistic they'll not sin? Rav Kahana quoted the drasha just mentioned that Jews reliably refrain from sinning with little prevention. Reish Lakish quoted a second source, Kapel Karimon Rakasech, Darshand as Afil Rekanin Shabach Melein Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. Rabbi Zerbra, third source, Vayorach is Reach Bogadav, and he smelled the fragrance of his clothes, which should be read as Bogdav, his rebels. Even Yisrael's rebels are filled with the fragrance of mitzvahs. Rabbi Zer befriended local outlaws so they should repent, which upset the other rabbis. When he passed away, the outlaws wondered who would pray for them and did tshuva. Point number two, the next mission describes how Basin intimidates witnesses in Din Nefashos. They warn them that although someone can compensate for a monetary loss he caused and receive atonement, but in capital cases, Damo v'dam zero sub tulimbo at sofa olam, the victim's blood and his descendant's blood are the witness's responsibility forever, as we find Hevel's blood described as Dame Achicha, your brother's bloods, indicating Damo v'dam zero sub, his blood and his descendant's blood. The Mishnah continues, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore, man was created as a single being to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas Yisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, Ma'ala V'kasim Ki'i U'kayim Ma'ol Male, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. And point number three, the Mishnah says we cannot kill someone based on omet, circumstantial evidence. And a brisa illustrates that the witnesses are told that perhaps they saw a person chase someone into a ruin and they found a sword in the pursuer's hand dripping with his blood and the victim dying. Such testimony is inadmissible for din nefashos. Rabbi Shim ben Shetach witnessed such an event and told the pursuer, Rasha miha ragu lezeh, wicked one, who killed this person? O ani, o ata, either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer and he died. Then one asks why he was killed by a snake bite, because a brisa teaches that although Sanhedrin ceased to administer capital punishment, din arba misas lobatu, the heavenly punishment of the four execution categories, did not cease. The brisa illustrates each category's parallel death and says that death by snake bite substitutes sreifa, burning, not beheading, the murderer's execution. The Gemara answers that the murderer was also deserving of death by burning and received the more severe punishment. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission describes the Sanhedrin as seated in a semicircle, which is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The end of that pasuk says, Suga b'shoshanim, hedged with roses, teaching, She'afil kesuga shel shoshanim v'yifritzu behem pratzos, that even with a mere hedge of roses, Jews will not make breaches. This is illustrated by an incident in which a heretic asked Rav Kahana about the permit for Anita to be secluded with her husband. Is it possible for fire to come in contact with chips and not singe it? Meaning, is it realistic they'll not sin? Rav Kahana quoted the drasha just mentioned that Jews reliably refrain from sinning with little prevention. Reish Lakish quoted a second source, Kapel Karimon Rakasech, Darshand as Afil Rekanin Shabach Melein Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. Rabbi Zerbra, third source, Vayorach is Reach Bogadav, and he smelled the fragrance of his clothes, which should be read as Bogdav, his rebels. Even Yisrael's rebels are filled with the fragrance of mitzvahs. Rabbi Zer befriended local outlaws so they should repent, which upset the other rabbis. When he passed away, the outlaws wondered who would pray for them and did tshuva. Point number two, the next mission describes how Basin intimidates witnesses in Din Nefashos. They warn them that although someone can compensate for a monetary loss he caused and receive atonement, but in capital cases, Damo v'dam zero sub tulimbo ad sofa olam, the victim's blood and his descendants' blood are the witness's responsibility forever, as we find Hevel's blood described as Damei Achicha, your brother's bloods, indicating Damo v'dam zero sub, his blood and his descendants' blood. The mission continues, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi. Therefore, man was created as a single being to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. But kol makayim nefesh achas miYisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, malo avakasim ki'ilu kayim olam mala, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. And point number three, the Mishnah says we cannot kill someone based on omit, circumstantial evidence. And a braisa illustrates that the witnesses are told that perhaps they saw a person chase someone into a ruin and they found a sword in the pursuer's hand dripping with his blood and the victim dying. Such testimony is inadmissible for din nefashos. Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed such an event and told the pursuer, Rasha, miha ragu lezeh, wicked one, who killed this person? O ani, o ata, either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer and he died. The one asks why he was killed by a snake bite, because a braisa teaches that although Sanhedrin ceased to administer capital punishment, din arba mises lo batul, the heavenly punishment of the four execution categories did not cease. The braisa illustrates each category's parallel death and says that death by snakebite substitutes sreifa, burning, not beheading, the murderer's execution. The Gemara answers that the murderer was also deserving of death by burning and received the more severe punishment. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed zayin, and our standard siman is laser tag. Laser tag, so here goes. The Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the men exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake. Once again, slow motion. The Reikanin laser tag players, laser tag? That must be on Daf Lamed Zion. The Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted a source, Kapel Harimon Rakasech, Darshan as Afil Reikanin Shabach Molein Mitzvahs Karimon, even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. So the Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Lafikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore a man was created as a single being, to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol makayim nefesh achas miYisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, malav akasav ki lakayim o male, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, Lafikach kol echod ve'echod chayv lomar bishvili nivra olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. So the Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the men exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed an event where he saw a person chase someone into a ruin, and he found a sword in the pursuer's hand, dripping with his blood, and the victim dying. And he told the pursuer, Rasha, who killed this person? Either I or you, but what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? It's only circumstantial evidence. Hayodei machshavos yipara ma'osa ish shaharagas chavero. May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. So once again, the Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the men exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg leg pirate, that must be more Daf Well, I'm a gimel. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, which reminds us, Gemara discusses reversing a ruling in Dine Mamonos cases. Rav Nachman says, one can in a case where the judge is gadol men b'chochum u'b'minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number. Rav Sheshet says that it's reversed if the judge was tabadvar mishnah, but not if it was a mistake in shikul adas. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, which reminds us, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros, where the decision cannot be reversed, is Shanatov Nasim Biyad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked down over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank, which reminds us, a brisa's sources the Mishnah's ruling that if one was convicted for the death penalty, and someone said, Yesh li lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Beis Din to hear the argument, because the pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The judge who was climbing a ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din, which reminds us, one who is Melamed Zchus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, which reminds us, two judges who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one. Abai explains that the pasuk Achaz Dibre Elkim Shtaim Zo Shemati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echot Yotzu L'Kama Tamim. One pasuk can impart many teachings, Vein Tam Echot Yotzu M'Kama Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, if Din and Mamonos must be concluded at night, Din and Nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk V'hoka Asam L'Hashem Neged HaShemesh, and hang them before Hashem against the sun. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simur Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The judge conducting the children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, which reminds us, Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why bearing a mace mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kavach Homer that it should. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Eish B'Kol Moshvosechem stanza as a solo. Which reminds us that we learned that the source that Mises Basin is not carried on Shabbos is learned from the pasuk Lo Savaru Eish B'Kol Moshvosechem, you shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simur Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim representing Tor u'gedula b'makom echad, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Miyamos Moshe ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, lo matzinu Tor u'gedula b'makom echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we are referring to those who are greatest, Kulei Shnei, all of their years. So the great rabbi holding two lulavim representing Torah Gedula, B'makom Echad, judge on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that although regarding cases of Tuma and Tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and a Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for dinim amonas, din nefashos, and other functions of basin, ein monin l'hen ele echad, we count them only as one view. So the great rabbi holding two large ulavim representing Torah Ugedua, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small ulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic ulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus, which reminds us, Rav Yosef taught a braisa, Keshem Shem Basin Menukim Betzedek, just as basin must be pure in righteousness, Kach Menukim Mekomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachman Bar Yisa concludes with a pasuk from Yisro's advice to Moshe to appoint judges, Menasu Itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word itach teaches they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that for dinim amonos and dinim nefashos and other functions of beis din, we count to Rebbe and Talmud as one vote? That's on Daf Amud Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn that dinim nefashos cases are only retracted l'schus, not l'chova? That's on Daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn that two dayanim who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one? That's on Daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn about the incident of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach discovering an apparent murderer who ended up getting bitten by a snake? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn anyone may judge dinim amonos cases, but dinim nefashos require menukim mikomum of yichus? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number six, which stuff do you learn that Drisha and Chakir were rabbinically waived for monetary cases? Shulotino Delos Bifnei Lovin. That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you learn that even the Reikanim, the empty ones among Kol Yisrael, are full of mitzvahs like a Rimon? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn that one who's Melamed Chus can revert to be Melamed Chova at the Gemara Din? That's on Daf Lamedod. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad were only found in Moshe Rebbe and Rav Ashi? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn that whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Yoram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.